Ivan took autocracy to an extreme. Ivan's crimes against humanity are well known and properly reviled. Ivan let Russia's peasants become serfs during his reign, thereby ensuring a backwardness which persists to this day. His attempt to gain Russia, a port city on the Baltic Sea, cost many lives and accomplished nothing. But, on the other hand, Ivan's victories over the Kazan and Astrakhan Khanates not only expanded Russia's eastern territories, but established a sensible plan for assimilating these people into Russian life, if not necessarily into Russian culture. Toward the end of Ivan's reign, he oversaw the exploration and conquest of Siberia, which would provide the Russian state with unbelievable riches. Perhaps it is best to say that Ivan was Grozny in every sense, terrible, dread, and awesome all in one. Ivan was succeeded by his simple-minded son Fyodor. His youngest son Dmitry was only 2 years old at the time. But the true power behind the throne was Fyodor's brother-in-law, Boris Godunov. As Fyodor's counselor, Boris Godunov followed many of Ivan's initiatives in a more pleasant way.